This is STPB News. Good afternoon. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. For a fourth year, the South Dakota Highway Patrol hosts seminars to recruit more female troopers. They are designed to provide information to women who are interested in joining the Highway Patrol. STPB's Whitney Foulkes has this report.
The South Dakota Highway Patrol currently has 13 female troopers. They are looking to increase those numbers by holding several two-hour-long seminars around the state. Trooper Ashley Landon says these sessions are extremely successful. She says they provide a platform to have more personable conversations with female troopers.
We actually have 5 women's seminars that are scheduled statewide, and we will be educating any women that would be interested in joining the South Dakota Highway Patrol. So this would allow us to talk to possible applicants and then answer any questions that they might have.
Landon says being a trooper is challenging but rewarding. The first seminar is being held in Pier on February 15th at 6 p.m. For SDPB, I'm Whitney Foulkes.
The YMCA of Rapid City has purchased the former home of Black Hills Corporation for $5 million. The Y recently sold a half interest in the property to Rapid City Area Schools for $3 million. The YMCA and the school district will split space in the 8-floor building. Rapid City Area Schools will move its administrative offices to the facility, and the Y will expand its child care and preschool program there. Black Hills Corporation has moved into its new headquarters on Mount Rushmore Road. The Rapid City-based energy company has investments throughout the western United States. University of South Dakota President James Abbott suffered a heart attack over the weekend. Abbott drove himself to an emergency room in a Vermilion hospital. A statement from the university says Abbott was then airlifted to Sioux Falls. He underwent surgery, but doctors say he should make a full recovery. Decreasing clouds West River tonight, mostly cloudy skies in the east, a chance of light snow South and East River. Lows from around 10 below zero to 10 above zero. You're with listener-supported South Dakota Public Broadcasting.